So this is pretty cool. There is an organization, not just on Long Island, but I think like countrywide. It's called Big Brothers Big Sisters. Yes. And actually, my sister is a part of this. But I went to an event of theirs last night. They had a Big Brothers Big Sisters fashion show. And basically, the whole premise is that adults are matched with like younger kids, and they kind of guide them and mentor them and just help them in their daily lives and kind of give them advice. So it just helps them have like better quality of life, I guess.
Yeah.
So when I was there last night, they were saying that there are like hundreds of boys waiting to get into this program, but they don't have a lot of like men mentors because they want to pair them up like same gender to the child.
Right.
And there aren't a lot of men who are signed up for this. So if there are like really great men out there listening who want to, you know, take part and help mentor a child, you can enroll to be a big at bbbsli.org. Stands for Big Brothers Big Sisters Long Island.org. And I think you just need to be 18 years or older, have like a good standing, obviously.
Right.
And then you go through an interview process. I know you were kind of interested at one point, right?
Yeah, I've got an idea as to how they can accomplish a large number of Big Brothers. So I wanted to do this a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was willing to go through the interview process, but there is a lot that comes with it afterwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a married man now with a child at home, it's a tough task to take on. And you don't want to take on something like this and then not be able to give your all. Like, this is something that really deserves your full attention and your full time and effort. So I wasn't going to be able to do it, but I did get the word out there and I started promoting it. And then I was just thinking as you're talking, like, this is a great thing for college fraternities and sororities to do.
Yeah.
Because all of those frats and the sororities, they're always looking to do community volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would be a great, they're all 18 years of age or older.
Yeah.
I would hope that none of them have records.
I mean, I hope not.
They definitely have the time twice a week in their schedule to spend some time with a young, you know, a boy or girl.
Yeah.
And as long as they're not taking them to frat parties.
Imagine.
I think they could be a valuable influence. And you know, they're not too old, that they can't really identify with what the kid is going through.
Right.
It's great community and, you know, involvement. And listen, if you're out there listening, frats and sororities, what time is it? 6:55? No, they're not awake yet.
No, definitely not awake.
But if for some chance one of the frats or sorority, you know, members are listening right now, look into this, bbsli.org.
Yes, and there are older bigs as well. So it's not, it's just as long as you're 18 years or older, it doesn't matter what age you are, you could still be a big. But I love it because the kids were like really coming out of their shell last night.
Yeah,
they were
great.
All like walking the runway. I actually have a video of it. I put it on our BLI Instagram. So you can watch it there if you would like to.